and welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. That is Squad Up by Satish Robinson here on my platform this evening. Phone lines are open. Please feel free to call in and give Satish a shout out. Satish, where are you calling from?
Hello, Brenda. Thanks for having me here. I am calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. All right. All right. Come on, call in, Brooklyn. Call in. Your dude Satish is on the platform. All right. So, Satish, what's up with Squad Up? Is there a story behind that track I'm playing right now?
Yeah, there is a story behind that track. That track was recorded summer of 2017.
Wow.
But I composed it in May of 2017. Very interesting story. I just dropped my daughter off to school that morning, and I started hearing the piece in my head. I started hearing like this kind of hip hop beat with those horn lines, ba da da.
I
said to myself, I am not going to let myself forget this piece. Funny enough, I had a show to do with my band that night.
Oh.
And we already had rehearsed all the music that we had planned to do. But I came home and I scrambled and wrote a sketch of that piece out. And I said to myself, I know we didn't get a chance to rehearse this. This is brand new, but I'm just going to throw it on these cats.
Right.
I brought it to the gig. I handed everybody the sheet music. And they looked at me like, okay, you know, we already rehearsed all the rest of the material. So here I am throwing them a curveball. And I basically told them as best I can the feel that I want for the piece. What is it that I have in my head for the piece? And I kind of wanted like a post-apocalyptic New York vibe. You know, squad up is primarily New York slang term for everybody rally your troops, come together.
Yeah.
And in my head, it's us coming together to, you know, fight a spiritual warfare, good versus evil. So that's what that piece represented to me. And so we played the piece as our opening number for the concert. And
wow,
it's one of the greatest feelings I've had as a musician in my life was hearing the way that piece was played for the very first time that night. So I invested in getting that song recorded, and I'm glad that I did.
Well, it's a very energetic, straight to the punch. It ain't hold no energy back. It's just out there. That's what I love about it. Yes, that is Squad Up, everyone. So, Satish, tell us all how your music journey began. What sparked your talent, your skills in being a trumpeter? What inspired you?
Well, I do come from a musical family. My mother was and is an excellent pianist, singer, and composer. And I grew up in my grandparents' household. My mother was always around, though. And through both my mother and my grandmother, both of them had extensive record collections, and I fell in love with the music that the both of them played. A lot of jazz, a lot of Motown, a lot of classical, R&B, everything.
Right.
As far as jazz goes, John Coltrane really stuck out to me. Sarah Vaughan, George Benson, Wes Montgomery, all these wonderful jazz artists. And at the age of 7, I started having piano lessons, and my piano teacher was actually my mother's piano teacher from her childhood.
Wow.
So I had him teaching me piano, and when I would go spend the weekends with my mother, she would teach me as well.
And so on
and so forth. Yeah, years went by, and I gradually fiddled with other instruments.
Okay.
But I was 20 years old, just on the verge of turning 21, when I decided that I wanted to pick up the trumpet. That's a very late age to start for someone who decides that they want to become a serious trumpet player.
A trumpet is so hard to blow into. I've tried it. I can't do it.
And
so I
what
know
led
you
me
had
to
a
the
lot
trumpet.
Of and licking your lips and your cheeks.
Yeah.
And everything. Don't they ever get sore?
Well, my lips might get fatigued if I play a whole lot, but I have exercises that I practice
yeah.
every day to maintain my stamina and my endurance. So it takes
okay.
it takes several hours because of the way I practice. It takes
uh-huh.
several hours for me to become tired.
Okay.
You know, it's
okay.
just like weightlifting for the face. Like your
right,
strength
right.
and your endurance grows
right.
if you train the right way.
Right.
As
wow.
far as what led me to the trumpet, as far as what led me to the trumpet, I really started digging deep into the music of Miles Davis around that time.
Wow.
To the point to where I would have, yeah, and I fell in love with all of his music, the
yeah.
great stuff he did in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and even the controversial mm-hmm. stuff that he did in the 70s and 80s, where some purists were looking down on him for fusing jazz with rock and funk and pop and all those things. But
yeah.
I loved it all. And that made me want to become a trumpet player. The
okay.
sound that he got out of it, the intimacy that he got out of it.
Right. So how long you been in the music industry?
So I've been playing trumpet for 19 years now, and I've been playing on stage before audiences for 15 years. I did
okay.
my first shows. Did my first shows in 2005, same year my daughter was born.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
And I did my first studio session the following year.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So, do you still play around with the piano?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And later on, when we get into my latest projects, you know, I'll break into that more. But yes, I still do. I have a piano right in the house, and I've been teaching myself some of my favorite Brazilian music on it lately.
Okay, okay. So as we move along, we're going to talk about your EP, the 80s joint. Yes, so I want to mention about the track Gratitude, and Every Time I Come Around You, which I will play in the show here. Before I spin it, go ahead and is there a story behind each of those tracks there?
Yeah. I will start with Every Time I Come Around You, since that story is much briefer. Every Time I Come Around You was one of the first tracks I created for my EP. And, you know, with this EP, I wanted to capture different flavors of the 80s. This is all original compositions, but they all have some element of a lot of the pop music that we listen to, those of us who are in the 80s. And with Every Time I Come Around You, I just wanted something very feel good, something that feels kind of innocent, like puppy love,
yeah.
and just excitement.
Yeah.
And I, Every Time I Come Around You was my nod to Michael Jackson. Like, yeah, I deliberately threw in like three elements. Yeah,
okay.
Like if you listen to his track from Thriller, Baby Be Mine, you'll hear where
yeah.
I'm going with that song.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I'm getting ready to spin Every Time I Come Around You, which I do love that track as well. Stay in that seat, Satish. We'll be right back with some more questions. And here is Every Time I Come Around You. right, all right. Satish. Now, why don't you go ahead and give everyone your website information and your social media pages as well.
Okay. You can find my music on Bandcamp and all of the platforms, but Bandcamp, that would be bandcamp.com, and search my name, Satish Robertson, S-A-T-I-S-H, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. You can also search that same name, find me on Instagram, find me on YouTube, find me on Facebook as well.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you. So are you setting up any future online events?
There are a couple of online events that I've been involved in. Let me shout out Cha-Cha Mystique, who has this online concert series that she just recently started doing, and I was part of it last week. So when she puts the next one on, I will definitely be part of that, and I will make sure I advertise that on all of our social media as well.
Yes, thank you for that information. So what is the ultimate desire, Satish, of what you want your fans to get out of this EP?
Well, first and foremost, I just want the music on it to be able to make the listeners feel good, make them feel good inside, maybe want to shake their body, tap their feet, pop their fingers, whatever. For those of us who were around for the 80s, I would like for it to spark a little nostalgia. And for fans of that 80s sound who weren't around for the 80s, they have some ear candy to be gained from it as well.
Right. And thank you for that information. So, to mention, is there any other future projects you want to tease us about that's coming up?
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a whole lot of things in the work, and this 80s project is just one side of my creativity. I really enjoy going in a whole bunch of different directions and trying a whole bunch of different things with my music. So, you know, some of my future projects will reflect more of a straight-ahead jazz sensibility. Some of it will reflect my hip-hop roots as well. Some of it will reflect my gospel leanings. And, you know, I could see myself doing a Brazilian record as well, since I have a great love for that genre as well.
All right. Thank you for that information. So right now you are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the persons that have supported you in the 19 years included in helping you with the EP. Go right ahead.
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to shout out God, because what he's done in my life, what he's done for my life, cannot be overstated. I really appreciate my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for restoring my life from brokenness and enriching it beyond my wildest imagination. Next, I would like to shout out my wife, Shantae, who has just really been at my side, has been a great, great source of spiritual strength for me. You know, God really blessed me with a wife like her. Shout out my daughters, Lexi, Kenya, Kaya, all my real friends who've really rode with me over the years. My man Tyrone, a.k.a. Jarius, Shahir, Alessandro, Megan, everybody who might be listening, Polite, John Strapone, Kia Thomas, Rashid, one of my mentors. I just really appreciate everybody who's been on this journey with me, who's always encouraged me. Definitely shout out to my man, my right-hand man, Joe Beatty, phenomenal trombonist, who's on three of the tracks on the EP. He's also on my jazz single, Squad Up in the Path is Hard. We play together in church. He plays in my jazz bands, and he is my favorite trombonist in the world, and he's an awesome friend.
All right. And how about giving them a hand that they will continue to play? Well, we're almost coming to a close to our show. I will play another track at the end of the show, My Shantae. Is there a brief story behind that track?
Yes, My Shantae was originally recorded during the making of the EP. I was originally going to include it on the EP, but I felt it to be a more grand gesture to let it sit as its own standalone song in time for our anniversary. You know, our anniversary just passed on October 17th, and as a gift to my wife, I decided to release that song on our anniversary. That song was dedicated to her, and I love how she reacted the first time she heard it. I love catching her listening to it. She loves to listen to it. She loves to brag about it. And it was a pleasure to make that song for her. And shout out to Christian King, aka C King, who's the vocalist on that track. He's also at my church with me, and he was kind enough to donate his services to that track.
All right. Thank you for that information. Any words of encouragement you want to give during these dark times we're dealing with, Satish, or some advice you want to give to any other musicians at this time?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to say God is in control no matter what the situation looks like. God is in control. Use this time to really stay close to God, and God will have you. God will have you. Trust in God. Let God lead you. I want to, you know, of course, encourage everybody to continue to practice safety, practice social distancing, practice wearing your mask when around others at work, in vehicles, in you know, crowded areas. Please wash your hands. Use that hand sanitizer. You know, I want to encourage everybody to just really walk in God, walk in love, be kind to one another. Despite our differences, we all bleed the same color.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for those words. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you for taking out the time to come on my platform, talk about your EP. You're more than welcome to come back on my show with any other future music projects. I love your style.
Thank you.
I love your music. I love your vibe, your energy. I'm your fan for life. And I want you to have a blessed evening. Tell Shantae, hello, hey girl. And so this show, if anyone has missed it, follow that same link. And I want to say thank you again. You have a blessed evening. I will play. You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Sure. Anytime, Satish. Satish Robinson, everyone. Find him on his social media. Go to his website. Check out his EP, y'all. So I'm getting ready to close out and play Gratitude. And then his famous song for his wife, My Shantae. And stay tuned for some more music. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Here is Gratitude.
God, put together, let no man tear asunder. You are my blessing. My heart beats for you. Consider this song a small token of my appreciation. Listen, baby.
Satish Robertson. He was on my platform earlier. I am ending the show with an upcoming saxophonist that is a return guest, Mikhail Rubin. He has a new album out. He will be on my show November 10th. So tune in. This is one of his singles. It is called She's Just Fine. This is Lady Diva and signing out. Thank you, everyone.